You're listening to episode 345 of Grow Great, the podcast, a leadership podcast. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. The website is growgreat.com. We continue our series that we began on Monday, Marketing in the Moment. Today, measure your marketing. But first, let me tell you, there's a UK business guy. He produced a brilliant little video. I'm going to put a link in the show notes, a link to this video that you can find over at my LinkedIn profile, about how 1 in 8 men in the UK have no friends. It's a cleverly and well done video. Entrepreneurship is lonely, extremely so. The Peer Advantage by Bula Network does not promise to provide you lifelong friends, but the value proposition does include removing the loneliness of owning and operating your business. It's about improving the company you keep by surrounding yourself with other entrepreneurs who understand the challenges and the opportunities of your life. Why? Well, because their life is much like your life. Improve your inner circle. That's the name of the game. All the details are found at thepeeradvantage.com. All right, we continue marketing in the moment with a focus on measuring. Don't worry, I'm not going to get technical. In fact, I'm going to be shockingly simplistic. Does it drive business growth? Does it drive business growth? That's the only measurement that matters. Short term, intermediate term, long term, it all matters. The only thing that matters is business growth. Is your marketing fueling growth? If not, then it ain't working. But our marketing tells our story, blah, 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 blah. We love to convince ourselves that our marketing is having this invisible positive impact that just simply can't be measured. No, it's not. The only growth I know that's invisible, well, until it is visible, is cancer. If you've been pumping money into marketing year after year and the needle of the business growth is not doing anything more than creeping, then it's not working. It's time to get tough, probably with yourself. Most of us are prone to think more highly of what we're doing than we should. We have strong beliefs in what we're doing. That's why we're entrepreneurs, and those beliefs, they serve us well, mostly, but not always. Delusion comes easily when we desperately want to believe that something will work, or when we embrace the belief that it is working, even though there's no or little evidence. True story. Bob's business has spent, invested hundreds of thousands of dollars annually for the past decade, more. Growth has almost never exceeded a 3% increase in gross revenue. Profits have grown some years, but only because of cost cuts. Bob is convinced the marketing is necessary to maintain the current performance. In fact, he's scared to death that any cut in it will erode the business. Each year he's convinced of this, but he can't prove it. Nothing in Bob's business indicates that the marketing is doing much more than making Bob feel like he's doing something. Until there's a struggle to become more profitable, and that struggle provokes Bob's wrath. Yeah, Bob gets mad. Bob gets angry. He gets angry enough to try to figure out, I got to do something. And now he wants to find out. Enter kind of the 20-20 rule. Folks dig into the marketing to see, okay, which 20% is playing a vital role? What 20% just do we absolutely positively have to maintain? They assume some of the marketing is working to provide some growth. Okay, that's fine. In the process, the team takes a hard look at the things that they believe are absolutely not working. They go in the opposite direction at the same time that they're going in a positive direction. They're like, okay, what can we absolutely say? That's a complete colossal waste. Well, those things aren't doing anything to push the business forward, and they all agree. You know what they identify? They identify almost $200,000 worth of cost. That's right, cost, not an investment. $200,000. Fearful, they begin to kind of chip away. I mean, instead of just making one big clean cut, like some bold folks might do, now they're way more cautious than that. That's fine. They inch this number down month by month over the course of 9 months. There is not any measurable change. Nobody notices a thing. Yeah, but the bottom line notices. Bob notices. Suddenly, Bob's business is much more profitable. This 5% bottom line that he has just been hammered by year after year is now 8%. Bob has long dreamed of having a business that had a 10% net bottom line, but he always maintained it's not in my business. It's just not achievable for me. My point isn't to cut your marketing budget so you can make more money. That's not the recipe. The recipe is to stop pouring money down the drain. The recipe is to figure out what's working to grow your business and what isn't. Bob gets ill just thinking about the 200 grand that's been spent year after year. I mean, Bob said, I've spent that much money for the past 12 years or more. Now, there's no point in getting twisted up with such thoughts because, well, truth is, Bob really doesn't know the impact one way or the other. Because years ago, that money very well may have provided some value to the business. Now, today it doesn't, but to go back and relive all that, come on, you're not going to do anything about it now. Turn the page, move on. The lesson is be mindful in the moment. In the moment. Is it working today? Well, how long do I give it? Boy, if I had a nickel for every time I'd been asked this question. How long do I give it? It's a big question that we've all got. How long is too long? How long is long enough? Think about the way life rolls today. It moves fast. Your life is moving really, really fast. And it's not just your life. It's everybody's life. Our attention span, short, very short, microscopically short. So here's my question. If you begin some marketing campaign today and you do it consistently for 90 days without any noticeable growth, is it working? If you begin a marketing campaign today, you do it consistently for 90 days straight, and there's no noticeable growth, do you think it's working? We both know the answer to that. No. No, it's not working, at least not in its current form. Now, what should you do? You've got three basic options. Option one, just cut it out completely. Option number two, we'll keep doing it just as it is and hoping that it'll work out eventually. Number three, tweak it, iterate it, keep trying something different. Now, here's the good news. This is great news. Two of those three choices are smart. Only one of those choices is pretty stupid. So you've got a 66% a 66% chance of getting it right, more right than not. Just don't keep doing what you've always done unless you know it is driving business growth. You hear me say it all the time, put it on trial for its life. Make your marketing prove that it's working. If it can't prove itself, then do something different. Don't just keep throwing money, time, and energy at it. Tweak it. Keep trying. Or cut it out completely. Do something completely different. If we could just eliminate that deadly choice, this really deadly choice that is just all too easy to maintain, then we would drive more profitable growth. The easy option. Let's just keep doing what we've always done, even though we're not sure if it's driving business growth or not. That's the stupid choice. But it's also the easy choice, and it's the choice that so many of us make. There's another reason to avoid that habit. It promotes stagnation. We get in this whole mindset, and we start promoting this culture of, we'll just keep doing it. We'll just keep doing it. We'll just keep pushing water up a hill, hoping that that will be efficient one day. We get complacent. We deepen our delusions. All the more reason to shake things up. All the more reason to try something different. When it comes to measuring marketing, avoid the temptation to begin your sentences with, I think. Bob found out. He found out in dramatic fashion that what he'd been thinking for years, it was completely untrue. Hundreds of thousands of dollars that might have been more wisely invested in things that would have positively grown his business, they were tied up. They were tied up in marketing that he thought he couldn't survive without. False assumptions can kill our business. Start weeding them out. Besides, most of our marketing decisions, you know, they can be corrected if we get it wrong. It's not going to be fatal. Accept the decision to keep doing what you've always done. Be well, do good, grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. And on Friday, we'll wrap up this little three-part series. Thanks for clicking play. I hope you're a subscriber. If you're not, come on, get with the program. See you later.